This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to take the show producer's prerogative here for our regular series where usually it's you asking the questions and us giving the answers. I've always wondered is what we call it.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blatant.
Today, given the tenor of the times, the question is, why are we hearing this in all those campaign ads?
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Marketplace's Adam Allington explains exactly why approving a message became a thing.
Okay, raise your hand if you physically cringe every time you hear that ubiquitous phrase, I approve this message. You can't see, but I'm raising my hand. Well, there's a reason those disclaimers became a thing. Turns out politicians have been taking pot shots at each other since basically forever. Thomas Jefferson, for instance, accused his opponent, President John Adams, of having
hideous hermaphroditical character, which has neither the force and firmness of a man, nor the gentleness and sensibility of a woman.
Now, Jefferson was careful not to say that himself, but his surrogates did. Fast forward to 1988 and another ad with accountability issues, the infamous Willie Horton TV ad. It was basically just a mugshot of a black man who was allowed out of prison as part of a weekend furlough program.
Horton fled, kidnapped a young couple, stabbing the man and repeatedly raping his girlfriend. Weekend prison passes. Dukakis on crime.
As attacks go, this one was devastating for Michael Dukakis. And even though the ad was widely criticized as racist, the Bush campaign dodged responsibility, claiming to have no role in the ad's production. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden was also on the receiving end of anonymous attacks during his 1996 campaign for Senate.
I was just struck by the fact that you couldn't tell who was running ads.
He won that election, and when it got to D.C., he was determined to come up with a fix. He rallied up support for a bill which ultimately became the Stand By Your Ad provision.
Stand By Your Ad provides another reason why candidates will say to themselves, you know, that's something people can actually hold me personally responsible for.
The provision was later added to the McCain-Feingold Campaign Finance Reform Act of 2002. So, Stand By Your Ad becomes law, and people start hearing the disclaimers during the 2004 election. Problem solved, right?
Initially, it was true that we saw a change. It didn't last long.
Kathleen Hall Jamison is the director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center. She says campaigns quickly found new ways to obscure precisely who is approving what. One trick, just put the disclaimer up top.
So I'm Hillary Clinton or I'm Donald Trump and I approve this message. And then the attack proceeds from there. You lose track of the fact that the candidate was identified up front. And by the end, you're not paying a lot of attention to the print on the screen at the end.
And remember back in 2002 when Stand By Your Ad was passed, the internet was barely a thing. Meaning today, digital ads don't need the same approval disclaimer as TV or radio.
Posting something on your website or putting a video up on Tumblr or just uploading things to your YouTube channel, you're not required to do that at all.
And he should know. Joe Rospars is the CEO of Blue State Digital, the company that handled online advertising for both Obama campaigns.
We created thousands and thousands of pieces of video content and ran tens of millions of dollars worth of digital advertising that did not have that Barack Obama and I approved this message.
Attempts have been made recently to update the law. In 2014, Congressman David Price introduced the Stand By Every Ad Act, but it still hasn't been voted on. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
This is one of those series that, despite us coming up with our own questions from time to time, doesn't really work without you. Send us whatever it is you have always wondered about. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.